Do you remember a time when you were called out? With school in full swing, I couldn't help but remember back to those awful moments when I was a student in class and a teacher would call me out. It usually meant I wasn't paying attention. One such moment was in eighth grade, and my mom was my teacher. I received no special treatment, and if I was talking in class, she would call me out and ask me to answer something, which of course I had no clue about. It's the worst feeling. Whether you're a kid in a classroom or an adult on the job, we don't like to be called out, put on the spot, called on the carpet, challenged, confronted, or called on when we aren't ready to be. Have you been in a Zoom meeting yet where you kept your camera off and mic muted, trying to fly a bit under the radar, hoping no one would call on you for a status report or anything, but then they do. Hopefully your hair is fixed and you're out of your pajamas. The reality is many times we may be called on, called out, or asked to step up, and we simply aren't ready. That was me playing softball in fifth grade. I was only there to have a good time, so when the ball actually did soar through the air in slow motion for me to catch, I was scared to death. I never felt ready, but I had to step up and give it my best. I had to watch the ball, put my glove up, and pray to God that somehow it would land in my glove. Friends, if you are a Christ follower, you have been called out. It's time to step up to the plate. The ball is headed your way. You are here for such a time as this. I believe that with all I am. We are called to be holy and set apart for a purpose. 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy because I am holy." Peter is calling us out. You're up, get ready, stop sleeping in class or wasting away hours on social media. Be alert, set your eyes on Jesus and the hope that he is coming again. Heads up, the ball is coming your way. It's time to show the world what loving Jesus with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength looks like. It's time to love our neighbor. Don't act like you used to act before Christ changed your heart. If Christ lives in you, it's no longer you who live, but Christ. So crucify the evil desires that are controlling you and step up to who you are and the purpose God has for you in this season. We are to be set apart, to be made holy. I know as I walk in obedience to the word daily, my mind is being renewed. My heart and soul are being made holy. It's not about being perfect because we can't be, but it is about pursuing righteousness and turning from sin. I am called out to love my enemies. I'm called up to serve and be kind to those I disagree with. I am confronted to shine a light on my selfish motives. I'm refined through the fire and tested at times to count it all joy as I face unexpected struggles and persecution. The love of Christ compels me to be set apart. Just as he who called me is holy, I will step up to bat and will pursue holiness in all I do and in how I live, with the purpose being to show a lost world there is more to this life than living and dying. That's the truth. God's calling on you. Are you ready? It's time to get in the game. I'm Lori Klein.